The boys from Massachusetts kind of caught him off guard a little bit.
They really did. I went to two. I didn't go to the game yesterday, but I went to all of the two extra inning games. And, A&M bats just weren't swinging right those first two games. But, the Crusaders came into play. They had some pretty good pitching and timely hitting. But Aggies won the series 2 out of 3.
They packed the car in the Harvard Yard and played some ball. Huh?
Yeah. I saw the game Sunday, and I didn't know anything about the first two, so I thought they were playing really well. I was shocked to find out they had lost over the weekend.
Yeah. They lost in extra innings. Yeah.
So there you are.
There you go. Yeah. But they got they play twice midweek. They play Tuesday and a Wednesday, a businessman special.
I was going to say kind of a luncher
at 3 o'clock.
Go have lunch at beautiful Bluebell Park at Olson Field Olson Field at Bluebell Park.
There you go.
All right. So let's give something away.
Hey!
695-1620. Hey. Let's brighten up your Monday a little bit. You're going to have to earn it, and I just released the line. 695-1620, 695-1620. We're going to do a little giveaway here, but you're going to have to see how much you trust one of the boys, either Tom or Patrick, or if you want to go out on your own. It's our own version of Jethro Trivia, if you will.
Yeah.
But instead of... but not only are we going to have a competition between Tom and Patrick, we're also going to let you get involved as well. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who is this?
This is Stephen Alexander.
Stephen, how are you this morning?
I'm great.
Stephen, where do you work?
I work at A&M Consolidated Middle School.
Ah, good for you. What do you do over there?
I am an eighth grade history teacher.
Oh, bless your heart.
Oh, man, great. We're already behind here, Patrick.
All right.
I know.
Stephen, what I'm going to do is I have a trivia question here. I've narrowed it down a little bit because...
Is it history by chance?
No, it's not. But everything is has a twinge of history.
It's already happened.
So.
Everything's history.
What we're going to do is we've got this question here, but I'm going to give you multiple choice. Now, what we're going to do is Tom is going to answer first. And then Patrick's going to answer. And then if you want to go with one of them, or if you want to go out on your own, the goal is for you to get it right. Okay?
Okay.
Not whether or not Tom or Patrick gets it right.
It's kind of like Hollywood Squares.
Yeah. It's a fun little thing.
Yes.
I don't know if we can say that. We probably have to pay somebody money now because we said that on the radio. So now we can't give Stephen a prize. But we're going to anyway.
We got a prize.
The number of these in the United States peaked in the 1960s at about 12,000. Today, there are just over 3,000. I'll read that again, and then I'll give you the choices. The number of these in the United States peaked in the 1960s at about 12,000. Today, there are just over 3,000.
Huh. Hippies.
Is it? I think there were probably more than 12,000 hippies.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Is it A, RV parks, B, roller coasters, C, bowling alleys, or D, flea markets?
RV park. What was the first one again?
A, RV parks, like campgrounds. Uh-huh. B, roller coasters. C, bowling alleys, or D, flea markets. Tom, what is your guess?
That's a good question, first off. I want to compliment you on the question.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. I am going to go with B, roller coasters.
Tom says B, roller coasters. Patrick?
Oh, good. I get to go with C, bowling alleys.
Patrick says C, bowling alleys. Would you like to opt with Tom or Patrick or go out on your own there, Stephen?
I'm going to go with C.
You're going to go with C, bowling alleys?
Yes.
Always go with C. You are exactly
Hooray!
Right.
Hooray!
Yeah.
Bowling alleys peaked at about 12,000 in the 1960s. There are just over 3,000 now. And as my favorite comedian, Jim Gaffigan, says, there are two types of bowlers in the world. There are the ones who take it very seriously or the people who say, oh, we got nothing else to do. Let's go bowling. All right. I'll tell you what, Tom, why don't you tell Stephen what we have for?
What you've won. Stephen, you have won two tickets. This is on March the 21st, Wednesday night, to Cirque du Soleil, Dralion at Reed Arena. This is going to be just a fantastic show.
These tickets, awesome.
Yeah, these tickets cost a bunch of money, but they don't cost you anything because you just won two of them at Reed Arena.
Great.
Steven, do you know where we are?
I do.
Excellent. Well, have a great day at school.
Well,
we appreciate you playing.
Stephen Alexander. Thank you.
Yeah, come see us between 8 and 5, and if you can break away from school, get somebody to cover your class. They can teach somebody.
So. You don't have to come today. The thing's on March 21st.
Okay, great. Thank
appreciate
you.
All right. So there you go. Yeah. 3,000 bowling alleys now, and it peaked at about 12,000. So
wow. Well, that was my second choice. But
was it?
Yeah.
But you were still wrong.
I was still just as wrong.
I hate to break it to you, but it was still wrong.
We see, I thought my thinking was that back in the 60s, you know, every city had, you know, like in San Antonio, it was called Playland Park, and you had your roller coaster there, you know?
Right, right.
So I was thinking that the roller coasters has pretty much gone down to just the major Six Flags type parks now, and that every city didn't have one anymore. That was my thinking.
Are you a roller coaster fan?
You know, I didn't used to be, but as I got older and, you know, quit throwing up on them. I've become one. Yeah, I'll do a roller coaster.
That'll pretty much ruin your date right there.
and the people in back of you.
Yeah,
gravity really wreaks havoc if you have that problem on a roller coaster.
It used to be I wouldn't touch one because it'd be an embarrassing moment. But now, I don't know.
You say it, then you do it.
Yeah,
huh?
I'll get on a roller coaster now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Patrick?
Oh, yeah, I love roller coasters.
Yeah.
I don't go upside down, though. I'm sorry. It's just not natural.
I would ride a roller coaster to the moon. I mean, I wish I could ride a roller coaster to work every day.
Oh,
I mean,
You
know, imagine how great life would be if you could get wherever you needed to go by riding a roller coaster. I mean, you know, there would be no stress left in the world. Be like, hey, we get to go. Hey, come on. We're going to Grandma's house. Everybody get in the roller coaster.
That could significantly improve the light rail proposals.
Yeah. Then you get there, you put Grandma on the roller coaster.
Yeah. She loses her teeth, you know?
Yeah.
It's, you know, frivolity or hilarity ensues. And you touched on that. Imagine what a quick sell the light rail would be.
You could get pictures.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
They talk about the Texas T-Bone and all this other kind of stuff.
Right.
Imagine if it had some roller coaster loops in it.
Yeah, if it had
going
some
to Houston
loops.
Would be a dream come true.
This was my Monday commute.
Yeah.
God, you spin all the way, you're upside down.
Right. You get there, life is grand. It doesn't matter. You could be going to court for crying out loud. But you rode a roller coaster to the courthouse. Life is going to be better when that happens. I promise you.
Oh.
Leo, I think we're really missing out on something. Hello?
Hey, quick question for Tom.
Yes?
The Playland Park, is that the one that was on the backside of Brackenridge?
No, it wasn't near Brackenridge Park.
Oh, okay.
No, it was closer to downtown than Brackenridge Park.
Okay, because there's one that's still there that's been there since the 60s.
Yeah, I've been to that. Thanks for the call. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. I just think if you could get everywhere on a roller coaster, the sales of baseball caps would go way up.
Yeah, because everybody'd lose them.
That's right.
Tom could make a fortune. Hello.
Hey, and I did find out what happened to the other 8,000 bowling alleys, sir.
What's that?
They turned into skating rings.
Yeah,
they did.
Combination things. So, I think we're on to something here. Yeah. I would support a raise in my taxes if they would make the light rail system a roller coaster.
Wow. I got it this even better. You put every commuter on a roller coaster,
uh-huh.
And then every pedestrian, you give them a paintball gun. You know? I mean, we can make this whole morning thing really fun.
We
you know?
Would be just the funnest country on the planet
right.
if we could do that.
Yeah.
We're on to something here.